Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film talk show here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. The show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, it's that time of year, and it's a film sociology tradition. I think he also heard that I was replaying old material last week, and he wants to bring some new content to the show. One of the all-time great regular guests here at Film Sociology, Robert Irvine. How are you, sir?
What's up, young man? Yeah, it's once a year, right?
Something like that. Yeah, you're a busy man. We're both busy, but man, I have a whole page of stuff that you've been doing. But I wanted to start with, of course, last weekend. How did things go in Lawrenceburg?
It was pretty amazing, actually. You know, I did two live events there, and I was enamored, should I say, with the folks that attended. And it was such a fun time. I'd never been there before. Mm-hmm. And got a lot of fun, got a lot of laughs, got a lot of great questions, and we had some fun. So it was great.
Well, and for those who've not seen you live, can you give them a little demonstration, or at least a little description of what you do now live? Because I want to talk about the evolution of the live show.
Yeah, it's changed so much. We're now computer generated. You never see the same show in 28 times. And It's a mix of all my shows put into one. It's a multi-sensory show with blindfolds and straitjackets and hanging upside down and cooking and fixing and interspersed with a lot of video and a lot of craziness. Mm-hmm. and some serious moments. But it's just, you know, it's for kids. It's for adults. It's for grandmas. It's a safe show for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun show.
Yes. This is how far back we go, friends. I got to MC one of Robert. I think it was one of your early
one of the first ones,
and there was no technology. It was just me and my daughter Emma escorting guests on and off the stage. It was very, very bare bones. So it's been cool to see the evolution. With each year, is there a different challenge? Is there a different approach when it comes to the live show?
Yeah, the show was literally played in Afghanistan, Iraq, Poland, Spain, Germany. I mean, it's an international show for sure, let alone, every state we've been around the United States. And it never gets old. You know, mm-hmm. Josh keeps it so fresh and so fun. And the audience is really the key driver of the whole show. I'm just the pawn in the show, as it were. So it's a fun time and lots for everybody.
Very good. Very cool. So, yeah. Go to robertirvine.com. That's where you can see where live shows are coming up. And if you get a chance, it's a lot of fun. He won't make you do push-ups on the stage like some folks, but that's okay. It's all right. That's what we do here. I know there's a big day coming up for you, Robert. November 30th is known as Giving Tuesday. Can you fill folks in on that?
Yeah, you know, Giving Tuesday is something we started with my new CEO, Judy Otter, for the foundation that, you know, we whatever the denomination is, we ask for it, whether it be a penny, whether it be a dollar, whether it be $1 million, $100, you know, every penny counts towards our foundation, the Robert Irvine Foundation. And it's become part of our calendar now, funnily enough. And when we started the foundation, I had no clue what that meant, Giving Tuesdays, Giving Wednesdays, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it works, and it's amazing because everybody wants to help somebody. You know, all our products are driven towards our foundation. So Giving Tuesday is another way in which people can feel that they're helping somebody else less fortunate.
Mm-hmm. So, and also, speaking of, since this is a film show, and I know you have your name as an executive producer on Hell or High Seas, and I got to interview one of the lads earlier, a couple months ago, actually. Fine work. How did you become involved with the film?
Well, it's funny. One of my producers, or owners, I should say, of Shooters, Inc., who used to do Restaurant Impossible, phoned me out the blue one day and said, listen, you're into veterans and all this kind of stuff. I've got this project, but I don't know what to do. And I said, well, let me look at it. I went to Philadelphia. I met the principal of the show and watched some of the raw footage and then got involved in it because I felt it was such a dynamic story, you know, from a Navy rescue swimmer who was a remedial swimmer at school, yet took every accolade in that school, and yet it wasn't portrayed in the movie and the docu, whatever you want to call. I call it a movie because it really is that quality. Mm-hmm. But it's about his struggles through PTSD and putting a Glock to his head, and it was something I'm very close to in the foundation, but also in my military work. So I got involved. Heavily involved on my, not just, you know, by name. I mean, I literally was watching, changing, sent people to redo pieces of the movie. And it was one of my fun times of doing TV and obviously TV movies, whatever it is. But, mm-hmm. And I really, really wanted to tell Taylor's story because it's so told in a different way that people can actually understand what post-traumatic stress actually is and TBI, traumatic brain injury, actually is without all the science getting in the way. And I thought it was such a great cause. And we just literally had it last week in the Kimmel Center, mm-hmm. which was amazing with 500 veterans. And, you know, Taylor's message was, if I get one person that changes and gets help, then the movie's been worth it. And my journey around Cape Horn has been worth it. So very special. Yeah, very special.
And it's an adventurous film, friends. There's two guys on a boat, and it's a lot of handheld camera work, and it's kind of warts and all of, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of going around the globe in water. And this is no CG. They actually survived through this, which also made me think, Robert, if you were in their mess, what would you make?
I would be making it. I'd be sailing. You know, I'm a huge sailor. I used to sail around Gibraltar and back from England. So I love the water. I love boats. I would be probably saying them, get out and cook in the galley. And me,
in the galley,
Ride the waves kind of thing. But, you know, when you're at sea like that for such a long period of time, going through, you name it, you know, typhoons and doldrums and all these other things that they go through. It's really just throwing stuff in a pot and warming it up and seeing whatever comes out. There's no delicacies on a sailing boat, that's for sure.
No organic foam on top of a dish.
No, definitely not.
So
beans and a spoon.
Right, exactly. Shifting gears from movies to television, how has it been revisiting Dinner Impossible? It's been fun watching you get your steps in, doing running and amusement parks and Vikings and things.
Matthew, I will tell you, when we did this, it's had a 13-year hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was then 40 years old. I'm now 56, kind of, you know, so 43 years old. I was a lot more agile. It's been tough, I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I used to enjoy the show a lot. I still enjoy it, but it's a lot more difficult because now they want to really step it up and really push things to the absolute stupidity. You know, I always thought Mark Summers was the stupid one because every time I got close to doing something, he would throw in another challenge to make it twice as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys are just as bad, if not worse, than Mark was. So, you know, just when you think you're getting over the hump, you know, there's something else, you know, fix this, canoe to get this, do, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still loving the challenges because that's the way I'm built.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, but it's got a lot more difficult. Hopefully they'll pick it up again. We've just finished a short season a week ago, so waiting to see if that gets picked up again. But it's fun because it really challenges me against myself and the elements and producers.
Absolutely, and it's you could throw a rock and find one of your shows on television, on streaming. So how has it been working on the Globe?
The Globe was tremendous because I got to be in one place for 3 weeks at a time.
Ah.
It was great. I mean, the days were long, 18-hour days, and working with Daniela Sordoinez was great. You know, one of the youngest female chefs of her caliber, and she was just amazing to work with. And really, to change the scope of competitions, because I never wanted to use all the people the Food Network uses that you see every week. I wanted it to be different. I got a 69-year-old female from Addis Ababa to come and judge. Why? Because she does his food every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was very out of the ordinary for Food Network and Discovery to let me do what I wanted. And it really was something special for me personally and for the people that happen to be on it. We'll see what happens with that. Does it come back or not? Well, we don't know, but we've got another one coming out with John Taffer and I in December.
Okay.
Irvine versus Taffer.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, that's kind of a little feisty. Then we've got Cheat Day, which is airing right now on Cooking Channel, which is me, you know, on my day off that I never get, going to see some amazing young chefs around the country, 26 states to be exact. We've been busy in a great way doing different things. And, of course, Restaurant Impossible staple is not going away, never has. I just finished one in Asheville, North Carolina yesterday before coming to D.C. today and then back on to Charlotte on Friday.
That's a lot of flyer miles, my friend.
Yes, yeah, about three million a year.
Jeez. And also, congratulations on Irvine Spirits. How did this come about?
Well, Irvine Spirits, we bought Boardroom, or got partnered in Boardroom 5 years ago. And just that people were asking, you know, we want Irvine on the name. So we kept Boardroom as the distillery and changed the brand to Irvine's. And Irvine's is launching in every state as we speak. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll be in most of them as the distribution folks. So we're actually getting the licenses in each state to be the distribution of ourselves. So it's very cool. Again, all the money that we do and what we do goes into our foundation to do great things for other people. So,
well, I'm hoping Indiana isn't one of the last ones, although we tend to be the last at everything, so fingers crossed on that. For gin and for vodka, what are your go-to cocktails with your spirits?
Oh, Tom Collins is one for me with the gin. Vodka, I'm really funny with vodka. I'm very straightforward. I'm a vodka and cranberry kind of guy with a splash of orange. I don't really drink heavy spirits that much. I drink tequila, right? I love tequila.
Okay.
And that's straight up shot.
Oh, jeez.
But oh yeah, yeah. That never changes.
I stopped doing shots when I was 30. I want to actually taste what's going down my gullet, right. And I, you know, and it's also the quality versus quantity. So if it's something like Santo or Cabo or Patron, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna take my time with this. I'm not pledging a fraternity. But
if you go with Patron Silver, then you chug. If you go with, you know, Platinum or something bigger, then you sit.
Well, you bounce back faster than I do, man. That's it. I can't. It's all right.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think you can still outrun, outpush, out. You know, you do all that. Just, you know. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll do a restaurant thing if you come and do Shakespeare. Then we'll balance it out.
Oh. No, I don't think I'd be good at Shakespeare. And I don't have the look for Shakespeare.
Oh, that's not not true. If I can get a lead, you can get a lead. Trust me. And you won't be third guard from the left.
You and Emma are really good at this stuff.
Well,
you know, I play one on TV. So,
Well, Lynn, fortunately, Emma looks like Lynn, so we're all the better for that. Shifting gears, what is what's coming up next with Fit Crunch?
So Fit Crunch is doing amazing things. We've got we just launched actually October the 1st Strawberry Strudel, which will run all the way through till a year from now, so September of next year. And the money we raise from that will go to the Susan G. Komen Fund for Cancer. A big portion of the money from that sales, and that's on Amazon. We've got two new products coming out. Which is almost like a blondie and a brownie, loaded, fully loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have cookies coming out, and I'm working right now on a peppermint patty bar.
There you
and,
go.
A pretzel and caramel, pretzel and peanut butter and caramel bar.
Sweet and salty is always good.
Yeah. Good. We're doing okay with it. We've got another plant coming online in March to try and keep up with demand, so we're getting there.
Excellent.
But like everybody else, supply chain is a problem, but
right,
we're getting there.
Yep. I don't see. Yeah, there haven't been any memes of your products being on cargo ships. So we'll fingers crossed on that.
No.
So next weekend is a big weekend for food. What are you going to be able to be home for Thanksgiving? What will Thanksgiving be like at the Irvine House?
Well, I will be home, but I'll be alone. It's funny. On Friday this week, we do another show. Then Monday, I will be cooking for some troops in Fort Bragg for Thanksgiving. And that's my kind of, my annual stuff that we do with the military. And then I go home and Gail goes to work. So I'll probably be having a frozen TV dinner in the microwave watching TV for Thanksgiving. But traditionally for me, it's always about giving to our military. So I'm normally away somewhere. So it just happens that I've got one day at home for Thanksgiving. But
I don't see you with a frozen dinner, my friend. Unless it's an Irvine frozen dinner, of course. So yeah, girl, you can stay at home and watch my Lions lose on TV. That's lovely. So.
But the thing is, if I sit at home on my beautiful soft couch, I fall asleep most of the time, so I don't get to see anything. Although I did watch Red Notice this week, so
did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed a little bit of it, not all of it. I like the humor. I like The Rock a lot. Gail used to work with The Rock, so it was fun. It was a little predictable to me, but. There you go.
Yep, I understand that. I just watched King Richard earlier this week with the Will Smith film about the father of Venus and Serena Williams, and it's one of those. There used to be parodies of movies called Scary Movie and Not Another Teen Movie, that sort of thing. You could call this underdog movie or sports movie. Hold on a second, I'll take that off. It's one where and granted, if you follow tennis, you know what happened with the Williams sisters. But the the performances are good enough across the board from Will Smith, from, I hope I'm saying it right, Anjani Ellis, who plays his wife, Demi Singleton as Serena, and Sonia Sidney as Venus, that the performances help elevate what is kind of predictable material. So
cool.
You can add that.
So that one out.
Yeah, so... how's Gail doing? How are your ladies?
She's doing great. She was with me filming. I'm in D.C. today at the Pentagon today and tomorrow. And then, as I said, Sean, on Friday, Gail's going to Vegas tomorrow morning to work. So it's like ships in the night. My two daughters are doing great. So, Yeah, life is good. I can't complain. We're all healthy.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Please give Gail my best. So what are you? What is Christmas looking like for you?
Christmas, we finished filming, I believe, on the 23rd of December, and then we're off until the 5th of January. So that will be, I think we're going to be at home together.
Yay!
So Christmas will, you know, Christmas is, again, another time we are normally on a USO tour with our military somewhere. And it used to be Afghanistan, Iraq. So I don't know what we'll do this year. It'd be kind of strange staying at home for the first time in you know, however many years. So,
okay, when you were at home during COVID, did you wind up experimenting in the kitchen as far as trying out new things cooking wise?
I cooked every day, and I did it on social media to kind of ease the pain of other people. So Gail and I cooked together every day. We had, you know, our iPhones going and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, we Gail was more of the adventurous type, right? I can cook anything, but I won't eat just anything. Gail would go into, you know, things she'd read online and order the food and then play it out. And I'm not that kind of guy. She'll, you know, I love gochujang and all this kind of stuff, but with tofu and nah, it's not my thing.
And foam.
So I'm like, yeah, you can do that, and I'll do this. So we would often make two dishes, one for her and one for me, and I'd end up invariably eating hers.
Wow, that's when you get what we call sitcom wife look.
Oh, I get that every day.
Yeah. Same here, man.
I get
same.
It every day. Or I'm going to beat you, you know. So in a good, playful way, I might add, not in a bad way.
No. If you know his wife, Gail, she's, you know, can wrap you up in a pretzel in every kind of way. So
yes,
that's why.
Sure. In a couple of seconds.
Yeah, that's why I flirt gently with Gail because going from pillar to post is not a good end for me. So
yeah, it hurts.
Not the one, yeah. Nice. Well, folks, you can go to chefirvine.com and check out all the stuff that Robert has going on. Of course, and like I said, if you turn on a streaming channel right now, he's probably on. Have you ever been channel surfing and accidentally come across one of your shows?
Yes, all the time, and I turn it off.
Can't watch it?
Well, because I've lived it, you know. It's like
right.
Impossible. They replay Restaurant Impossible a lot. And I've lived them, and I know the people because I talk to the people. So for me, I you're seeing something that's older, or maybe it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks or four years. Somebody texted me the other day that I was on Chopped Impossible. Well, that's 5 years old.
Right.
You know? So I know what happens. I don't need to watch it. And I think as you get older, well, for me anyway, I don't want to watch myself. It's kind of, it feels weird, you know? So I don't watch myself.
Right.
I
you're
watch
not,
everybody else.
You're not, there's a character from the film Sunset Boulevard. You're not Norma Desmond just sitting watching your old footage. It's not.
No, not for sure. I've got better things to do than that.
Exactly. So once again, chefirvine.com, go check him out. He's on TV somewhere. Robert, I hope you have a great holiday and give my best to the ladies. And, you know, I'll be chatting with you on Twitter sometime.
Same to you, young man. And kiss the wife and the girls. And I will talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, my friend. Always fun. Robert Irvine. Go to chefirvine.com for all the information on all the events he's got going on and recipes and footage and appearances and all that good stuff. And hopefully next time he's in Indiana, I won't be on stage doing a show. But it's okay. Big shout out to all of the Elizabeth Rex cast and crew, as well as the entire Indie Bard Fest. It was a fun year. A long season, but a fun season. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. As I mentioned, yeah, King Richard, the performances help overcome a pretty predictable script, even with the aspects of race and class and the sheer underdogness of athletic competition. So, but the performances are good. So there is that. All right. Before we grab a pencil, just a reminder, big time, if you're a big time Mystery Science Theater fan, Sunday at 6 o'clock at Clues Memorial Hall, it's the Time Bubble Tour. Mystery Science Theater will be live on Sunday, this Sunday at 6 p.m. And then they'll be back in Indiana, in Nashville, Indiana, on Wednesday, December 8th at 8 p.m. at the Brown County Music Center. So make a note of that. Over at IU Cinema, they are on break until, let's see, Thursday, December 2nd, a virtual event, special virtual event of Call Me Human at 7 p.m. Sunday, December 5th at 1 o'clock as a part of their Sunday matinee classics from 1944, Otto Preminger's Laura. That would be great to watch on the big screen. Shameless plug, of course, Saturday, November 27th at Theater at the Fort. It's the event Arts for Lawrence Theater at the Fort. Their new series, Films at the Fort, at 7 p.m. on November 27th. Theater at the Fort is 8920 Otis Avenue in Indianapolis, Lawrence. Yeah, but they'll be showing It's a Wonderful Life, and yours truly will be co-hosting along with Jay Hemphill, and we'll have some trivia and some fun. And you get to, I mean, It's a Wonderful Life is one that, you know, you watch all the time, but this is a chance to see it on a big screen. So yeah, go to artsforlawrence.org for tickets and information, and hopefully we'll be announcing some 2022 screenings very soon. Over at the Can-Can this weekend, let's see, they're going to be showing the Can-Fam screening of Wolfwalkers, The Six Reeled, which is the Indianapolis LGBT Film Festival closing event, Julia on November 24th, Seeing is Believing on December 4th, Slay by Any Other Name, that's this weekend. I got to check my dates here. Yes, on the 19th. They're showing Whatever Happened to Baby Jane with Vanity Rex, as well as the documentary Kurt Vonnegut Unstuck in Time. So you can read reviews of this on the Midwest Film Journal, the Film Yap, the Independent Critic, Medium Cool podcast. Make sure to get all of the IFJA representation in there. So that's over at the Can-Can at the Art Craft Theater in Franklin this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 2 and 7:30 p.m. on the 19th and 20th, and Sunday, November 21st at 2 and 5:30 p.m., The Bells of St. Mary. That is happening. Bing Crosby, Ingrid Bergman, back in 1945. And then Thanksgiving weekend, November 26th and 27th at 2 and 7:30 p.m., and November 28th at 2 and 5:30 p.m., The Santa Claus, the original one. And then December 2nd, we get to bring up this subject again, but okay. December 2nd, 7:30 p.m., that's a Thursday, the original Die Hard. And then December 3rd and 4th at 2 and 7:30 p.m., and December 5th at 2 and 5:30 p.m., A Christmas Story. All of that happening at the historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin. All right, friends, grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching this week. We start with Linda, who writes, hopefully a lot next week, unless I get hooked on The Witcher. I love when there are no straight answers, or just no titles. Just letting us know how you're doing this week, and so hang in there, Linda. Mark writes, Lilies in the Fields, The Defiant Ones. I'm reading hard. Difficult. Witness for the Prosecution, Woman on the Run, and The Long Goodbye. Aggie writes, Spencer. Kate writes, been hitting old favorites, Trading Places and Stripes. Oh, PJ Souls coming out of the chest there. Stan writes the 1953 version of War of the Worlds and Moneyball. Jay writes The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Hi, Jay Hemphill. Yeah, I got to get going on watching that, too. Gary writes Dune, Dune, and Dune. So I'm guessing he means the David Lynch film, the 90s miniseries, and the one that's out in theaters right now. Bob writes A Chorus Line, the movie. All those close-ups. Linda writes Jungle Cruise. Nikki writes Raya and the Last Dragon. It was awful. Wow. Strong, Nikki. Christian writes Eternals. Aaron writes Black Widow and Knocked Up. Nikki writes Red Notice. As Robert Irvine mentioned, see, great minds watch alike there, Nikki. Nick writes, not Nikki, Nick Rogers, Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain, The Velvet Underground, Zola, Raya and the Last Dragon, Passing, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, The French Dispatch, Annette, Belfast, Spencer, The Hand of God, The Gift, and All Too Well, the short film. It's award screener time. Tiffany writes Stop Making Sense. Tony writes The Freshman and Mostly Martha. Austin, medium cool. Tatane, Prisoners of the Ghostland and The Card Counter. Erica asks, what exactly do you do with this vital information? Big Brother's posting. Britt writes Red Notice, Jungle Cruise, and Clifford the Big Red Dog. Beverly writes What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Vin writes Married to the Mob, R.I.P. Dean Stockwell, indeed, as well as Full Metal Jacket. And then Beverly chimed in that Full Metal Jacket is a tough watch. Yes, it is. Don writes The Miseducation of Bindu, made in Indianapolis, Fantastic Fungi, The Poseidon Adventure, Die Hard, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on the Big Screen, and Jungle Cruise. Very cool indeed. Lou Harry writes Voyagers, Estella Scrooge, Freaky, Tick Tick Boom, Passing, and Shang-Chi. Thank you, Lou. Joe writes Dallas Social Club, Last of the Mohicans, that's the 1992 version, Greyhound, and Texas Rangers. Melissa writes The Guilty, Red Notice, Love Hard, The Hand of God, and Spiral. Steven writes the 1913 silent film version of The Count of Monte Cristo, starring James O'Neill. All right. Thank you, Steven. I know you had one film, and you have a legitimate excuse, so enjoy Long Day's Journey in tonight and come back. Catherine writes Gunpowder Milkshake, Cruella, Shang-Chi, The Dig, Never Let Me Go, Suffragette, and Red Notice. Rest reminder, Indy Reads is in Fountain Square. Just pointing that out to you. Dustin writes Full Metal Jacket and Thelma and Louise. Jeff writes Those Who Wish Me Dead. Jamie writes Christmas Prince, Christmas Prince Royal Wedding, and Christmas Prince Royal Baby. And Dune. Thank you, Doctor. Channing writes Dangerous Men is both its riff tracks and original versions. Wow. Joshua writes The Harder They Fall. Beverly writes The Harder They Fall. David writes Memoirs of a Geisha and Jungle Cruise on a Plane. Thank you, David. All right, thank you, Glenn. The documentary, The Making of Dune. All right. Lila writes Shang-Chi, you know, for the kids. Casey writes Shang-Chi. Rebecca writes The Harder They Fall. Mark writes Stories We Tell. Taylor writes Ocean's 8, The Electrical Life of Lewis Wayne, The Lineup, The Martian, and Doctor Strange. Sean writes Pieces of April. There's a Thanksgiving movie. You don't get enough of that. Black Widow and Panic in the Streets. Great New Orleans footage in Panic in the Streets, Sean. Thank you. Janet writes The Way We Were, Guys and Dolls, Roman Holiday, Gloria Bell, Romance and Cigarettes, and In the Heights. Dylan writes Trog, a.k.a. Joan Crawford's best film. Wow, Dylan. Okay. Scotty writes, I saw a pre-release of Being the Ricardos last night. Oh, you get those screenings. You get those screenings before we get those screenings, Scooter. Thank you. Kathleen writes Jesus Christ Superstar, the musical, and The Chosen. And I have to remember that's not the Robbie Benson, Rod Steiger film, The Chosen. I'm guessing. I'm just saying. Doug writes Ladies of the Court, 1948, an early Marilyn Monroe film, and Cary Grant, A Class Apart, a TCM documentary. Helen, are you taking notice? Jeff writes Vanishing on 7th Street, Zodiac, My Mom's New Boyfriend, and The Marksman. Kate writes Royal Wedding. Stan writes Red Notice. Chris Lloyd, the film, yep. Encanto, The Hand of God, The Wheel of Time, Kurt Vonnegut, Unstuck in Time, and Tick, Tick, Boom. Mallory writes Cruella. Dee Dee Servino, Drinks with Dee Dee. Fast and Furious, Midway, and Dunkirk. Daniel writes, Lady Sings the Blues, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Where Danger Lives, That's Entertainment 2, Jungle Cruise, Passing, Clash of the Titans, Damn Yankees, Rent-A-Cop, wow, Burt Reynolds and Liza Minnelli, The Best of Everything, Victor Victoria, Humoresque, Opera Louis, Love Among the Ruins, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, and Meet John Doe. Thank you, Daniel. Rachel writes The Prince and the Pauper, Dune, and Sahara. Tony writes Othello, a streaming production done by the Court Theater. Thank you, Agatha. And she also watched The French Dispatch. Linda writes Trying to See Belfast. Well, then stop typing and pay attention to the movie. Kurt writes Dr. No on Saturday. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum for Second Sunday Musicals. Very good. Barry writes, the gay divorcee on TCM never realized that the Continental is longer than Inagata DeVita. Thank you, Barry. Sean writes, rewatched Absence of Malice and Wrath of Khan. Kate writes, Near Dark, Time After Time, Cool Hand Luke, and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And Kate apparently is on a Mary Steenburgen kick. That's not a bad thing to do. John writes, I only added movies to my watch list. Okay, well, that happens, John. Keep at it. Sharon writes Ordinary People. Kathy writes The Happening. And Michelle chimes in, did you like it, or did you search the internet to find if M. Night Shyamalan meant it as a joke? Wow, okay. Tracy Forner, North Dallas 40, Rounders, Running Scared, and Rio. Thank you there. He's like, I didn't seek any of them out. They were just on, except Rio, Kid's Choice. I get it, Tracy. And yes, you have great random channel surfing skills there, Tracy Forner. Pat writes, Sylvester Stallone's director's cut of Rocky IV. Terry writes, Laura and My Dinner with Andre. Scott writes, Red Notice. Mallory writes, Last Night in Soho. Judy writes, Shang-Chi. James writes, Baby Doll, Faceless, and Ginger Snaps. Stephanie writes, Tomorrow Afterlife. I can't wait. Michelle writes, Eternals, Shang-Chi, I, Robot, 2012, and the film Hawaii. That's the one with Julie Andrews that George Roy Hill did back in the mid-60s. Robert Muggy, by the way, Robert Muggy's documentary Deep Blues is being reissued and re-released on Film Movement Classics starting on Tuesday. And I'm hoping to get Robert back on the show to talk about Deep Blues. You can hear music by the musician, by some of the artists that appear in that documentary on the Blues House Party Saturday night at 7 o'clock. So anyway, want to get Robert back on. He's always good for content. Laura, Nightmare Alley, Somewhere in the Night, and The Big Steal. It is November, I guess, yeah. Cassandra writes Red Notice and said it was fantastic. Kara writes Shang-Chi. Teresa writes Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and it sucks. The world sucks. The movie sucks. I'm being a smart aleck there, Teresa. She also added Tron, Breakfast Club, and Detroit Rock City. And finally, Cassie writes Shang-Chi as well as Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. So there you go. That's what you all have been watching this week. So hopefully you jotted down some titles and hopefully you've been able to watch some good movies or that are new or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. Just a reminder that Mystery Science Theater Live, the Time Bubble Tour, Sunday at 6 o'clock at Clues Memorial Hall. That's Sunday, November 21st. And then Wednesday, December 8th at the Brown County Music Center in Nashville, Indiana. That's 8 p.m. Wednesday, December 8th. Go to MST3KLive.com for all tickets information and good stuff there. So thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll have a Film Sociology Thanksgiving tradition on next week's show. And if you're a longtime listener, you know who that is. So stick around. We'll do this again next week. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan.
I can't believe you've let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!